I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. 1 in 10 Coloradans gets a retirement through the Public Employee Pension System, or PERA, but without legislative changes, there won't be enough money to keep the plan solvent. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Senator Jack Tate of Centennial is the main sponsor of Senate Bill 200. Among other things, it would increase the amount both employees and employers contribute and change the way retirement is calculated.
There is a problem with salary spiking. If you look at the private sector and really a lot of folks outside of PERA, which is the majority of Coloradans, their retirement is based on their average salary throughout their whole careers.
But Democrats disagree on how far the proposal should go. Democrats offered more than a dozen amendments on Monday to try to minimize the impacts to retirees, including lowering how much the minimum age for retirement would have to go up. Those amendments were defeated. The bill still needs a final vote in the Senate before it moves to the House. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Army says a training exercise at Fort Carson that used live ammunition caused a wildfire this month. The post's commander says the Army needs to balance its training needs with the safety of its neighbors. In a statement, he said the Army was mitigating risk and will continue to do so. Meantime, officials at the Pueblo Chemical Depot are working to determine the cause of a fire there. Base officials say the chemical weapons stockpile was never in any danger. This is 91.5 KRCC News.